Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is your opportunity to connect with your divine guidance and find the answers to the questions that you have about your life. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. And here is...
Hi, Barbara. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I wasn't sure if I got to you before the screen changed. Here is the
You know what? I think I'm a little bit magical. You have told me in the past to refer to myself as the magical DC Love, so here I am. A little bit about me. You know what? I've seen spirit from a very young age, and I just thought everyone did. And when I found out that they didn't, I was shocked, you know? The present journey that I'm on presently, it started with cookies flying off of countertops, and I'm talking about delicious sugar cookies with amazing sprinkles on top. And then my cell phone began to text me, and I was trying to erase as fast as the person on the other side was, you know, writing a message. They were messaging me in my message area, so I was just trying to erase it as fast as I could. And then spirits had upon me to get my attention. So at that point, I had no other choice but to listen. And this propels me forward onto the path I'm on today. And it is an amazing path, and I'm just so blessed. It happened suddenly. It was unexpected, and it did change the course of my life forever. I discovered, you know, at that time that I had a really strong connection with spirit. And that set me in motion. It was just amazing. I do have I have a past area of interest, which was law enforcement, and I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. It's so fulfilling. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. It's a long story. She threatened me, though, and we've been together ever since. It's a crazy story. It took me quite a while to realize that, you know, the connection there between the two of us was truly divine, and it really is. And Joan has left the door open, and those on the other side, they seem to walk through that door continually. And, you know, my chance encounter with Joan has really given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source, as well as, you know, the ability to relate and to work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I've even attended schools of higher learning. And these may be a little bit differently than what you're thinking. As I was, sleeping, I attended school in heaven. And I really, you know, brought back some divine knowledge to first help myself and then to help others. I feel so blessed. And I'm equally blessed to be able to, you know, come on these radio shows. And I've been connected with Barbara for such a long time, and she was one of the first people that I connected with. And I'm surprised that she didn't run, change the number to the show and not give it to me. But she's been really amazing, and she helped me immensely. And I have to, you know, always thank her for everything she did to help me. But my purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening and happy Sunday, everyone. This is DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I'm glad I didn't run either. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And I am a seeker. I want to know everything. I want to know what life is really about. I want to know how to create what I truly desire. I want to know how to have a life that's even more amazing than the life that I have. And so that's what I do. I'm always looking for the answers. And so guidance shows me what I am willing to accept. So it's not that they won't show me exactly how to do everything. They realize that if I'm not willing to accept them, showing me doesn't do me a darn bit of good. Because now that I think about it, they have shown me things that were beyond what I know, and I've never accepted them. So that's the way life works. You only get shown what you are willing to accept, because anything more would be a waste of time. So that's why it's this amazing adventure where you keep growing and learning and evolving. So don't give up. Because the more you are opening up, the more you are going to receive. This show is a two-hour show, but we usually go 3 hours. Today, we will only go 2 hours. So there may be some of you that we do not get to. And if you are someone who calls in on a regular basis and you can skip this week, then you might want to just get out of the queue and let the new callers have their chances as well. But either way, we're just absolutely fine with it. And if you want to know more about me, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Okay, DC, it is time for us to begin. And our first caller is from area code 203. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
What can I do for you?
Well, I made some big changes last year, and things are moving along. And I was wondering if maybe it's too general, I don't know, but what this year might bring.
Oh, sure. Well, you know what, Michelle, the first thing that I'm hearing, I don't know if you've felt it, but you're actually going through like a spiritual awakening. And I don't know if you're, like I said, if you're feeling it, but that's what the angels are showing me. You have some really, really nice abilities yourself. Have you been taking like any kind of classes like spiritually? Because I feel like, you know, you need to develop these beautiful abilities a little bit more.
I wish I could. I haven't taken any classes, and I don't know if I have any more abilities than the average person, but, you know, there are some things.
You should never say that, because my dog Ginger is coming in from the other side, and she's saying, Mom, this lady's in a rut. She doesn't know how amazing she is, and you are amazing. You've got to believe that.
Oh.
You're truly, truly amazing. So that's the first thing, is you really have to believe in yourself. And, you know, Ginger's saying you've got to sort of be a little bit more inquisitive. You know, just see, you know, what really resonates with you, and, you know, just Google it and see what comes up. You're going to find different things that I think will resonate with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. She's saying you really could use a new hobby. You know, take a class, do something. She's saying that would help you. I mean, a lot of people, especially like in the wintertime, you know, you don't do as much because it's cold, you know, and this would be a time to really, you know, think about like a sort of like an adventure from home, you know?
Well, I just started a new job, so.
Hey, okay, that's great.
That's new, and I kind of like held out and waited till the right time, and I think that was a good choice. I've tried to do some meetups, but
okay. Well, there's even like over the internet that if you didn't want to, you know, go out with the cold weather. Like you said, you wouldn't waste travel time, and you'd just do it in the comfort even of your own home. But I am getting like this is your year, because you were asking about 2022.
Yeah.
You are going to see that everything is going to be going your way. You know, your finances are getting better. They're going to get better. Just keep doing what you do, and, you know, you really do a great job, and this is all going to pay off for you in this year. Okay? And Ginger's saying, too, she's saying, Mom, tell her, she's showing me a puzzle, and she's saying, you're going to see that the pieces of the puzzle, they slowly come together. And there may be things that, you know, come together and you didn't expect, but she's saying, welcome the opportunities, you know, to come your way, and think about what you're desiring most. This is your year. You're going to be, I don't know if you do anything creatively, but she's saying she's going to be more creative. Michelle's going to feel, she's going to feel balanced too. So you've got a lot to open yourself up to, she's saying, you know. And she's saying, you know, it's time to, you know, broaden those horizons and, you know, even like, you know, revitalize your soul a little bit, you know, stimulate all those beautiful, beautiful, you know, creative abilities within. So, it's up to you what you're wanting to do. But like I said, I do feel like this is going to be a beautiful, you know, it's going to be a beautiful year. Okay, you may have some, you know, issues with maybe family or friends, but interesting, you've got to realize that, you know, no one has a perfect family. You know, whether it's friends or family, nobody's family is perfect, okay? She's saying just be thankful for everyone that's in your life. And, you know, for those that, you know, maybe there are some issues, send them a little extra love, okay? So focus on the positive and things will get better. And you're going to, you know, you're going to be grateful for everyone in your life, and you're going to feel closer. And you were asking, like, about this year, and health is going to be really, it's going to be really good. I feel like if there was anything off a little bit, it's going to improve. Your energy is going to be a lot higher this year, okay? So, you know, do what you're going to do, but don't overdo things, okay? And make sure that you continually, you know, get enough of rest and you eat well, you know, eat nice, nutritious foods, and just take care of yourself. It's really going to pay off.
Well, my
okay?
health has improved recently, so
and it's going to continue. It will continue throughout the year.
The thing that evades me is, you know, finding somebody romantically.
Ginger was getting that. She's saying she's putting the cart before the horse, so to speak. She's saying this is your year, girlfriend. This is your year. You're going to find someone that's actually going to sweep you off your feet. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be exciting, okay? So, and this could actually be the relationship that you've been dreaming of, and it could, in fact, lead to a commitment or marriage, depending on what you guys, you know, are looking for. But it seems like a really beautiful, you know, relationship.
Is there a time frame for that?
Well, I was looking generally. Like I said, I was looking generally because you asked me about, like, 2022 per se. So she's saying the first thing you got to do, though, is you got to make sure you're ready for love, okay? So do you ever go in and do some mirror work where you, even if you get up in the morning and you look at yourself and you say, you know, Michelle, I love you, you know, I really love you, and say, you know, every day, you know, whenever you go into the bathroom, that gives you that couple seconds, and really love yourself, do something nice for you that you would do for, you know, someone else that you were in a relationship with, buy yourself a little something, you know, whatever it is that you would do. Well, do something for you to show how much you appreciate yourself, because you're the most important person in the relationship, and you're complete and amazing just like you are, and he's just going to be the icing on the cake, is what Ginger is saying, okay?
No, I'll look forward to meeting somebody.
So she's saying, okay, so let me, I'm just trying to see with her. Okay. Okay, so I'm feeling Ginger. I was asking Ginger. She's better at timing than I am. She's feeling like it could actually, you know, come about in the springtime. And I sort of like that because that's when, you know, the flowers start to bloom and, you know, everything comes alive again, you know. So I really think that would be a, you know, a great time for love.
Yeah.
And just connect with your beautiful feminine energy, okay? That's really important. And, you know, just, I'm getting, you know, to just allow that beautiful feminine side to, you know, to come forward, to be more accessible. And if you'd like the angels to help you, they're going to help you as well to do that. I am getting, I don't know who you need boundaries with, but I'm getting like the word boundaries. So I don't know, it could be, you know, it could be with maybe a family member or a relative or anywhere. But if you ask the angels to help you say things like in a loving way, people that you connect with and you're talking to, when you, you know, come from your heart and you tell them, you know, whatever it is that's on your mind, they're not going to feel like you're confronting them. They're actually going to, you know, really say, wow, you know, she's speaking her truth. I really, you know, admire her for that. And the angels are going to help you so that there won't be confrontation. It'll be, you know, received very well, okay? Because you're coming from a place of love instead of a place of fear. Okay? So hold on to the word boundaries. And I'm also getting, pay attention, like, to what your body is telling you, like body signals. Like, sometimes when you're, you know, you're thinking, you know, someone is saying something, you're thinking, are they being truthful? Well, you have the ability to really sense it in your body. So start, you know, using that muscle and let it grow stronger. And, you know, the angels will be with you and they could help you, you know, to really see how that works. And it's just like your stomach area, your gut area.
Yeah.
You could say, should I eat, you know, for dinner? Should I have a nice, well-balanced meal or a bowl of jelly beans? Well, if you're thinking about a bowl of jelly beans, my stomach hurts just thinking about it, you know?
Yeah.
But then you say, nice, balanced meal and your stomach feels like nice, you know? So start using that muscle if you don't use it as of yet, okay?
Yeah.
Because I really feel like, you know, it's going to help you, you know, in every aspect of your life. Okay, so when that special someone comes in, make sure that you, you know, you make a commitment, you know, saying, I want to have, you know, a beautiful, healthy, loving relationship.
Yeah, well, it's funny, not too long ago, a few days ago, my stomach was, I was talking to somebody and he was saying things that made me so uncomfortable. I said, oh my God, I feel like I'm doing crunches. My stomach.
And that's
like,
what, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about, you know.
I know, and luckily, you know, we parted ways, but that's how uncomfortable this person, and, you know, we were really trying to date, but I wasn't feeling it, and I guess he wasn't.
Yeah,
either.
Well, that's good that you're,
I wasn't.
Yeah, you're listening to your intuition. That's absolutely wonderful. That's going to help, you know, so much. Okay.
Yeah.
So, angels are just saying, you know, ask them to help you to really keep your heart open for love. And when you're doing that, you're allowing yourself to be authentic and, you know, a little bit vulnerable because you want that person to really get to know the real you. Okay?
Mm.
Now, some people, if they've had past relationships where they've, you know, gotten hurt, they sort of put like an encasement around their heart. Have you had that, you know, where you've had like that kind of a relationship?
I feel open. Well, not,
excuse
I mean,
me?
Well, sure. I mean, well, here's the thing. I'm very ready for love if it's real love, but I don't want fake love.
Okay,
I don't want somebody to try to dupe me and, you know, use me. And
yeah.
I want to get to know somebody, and I want there to be a real liking and compatibility. And some,
right.
You know, and
the angels will help.
Time.
The angels will help you to have all of that. But sometimes, like I said, well, when we've had past relationships where there was a hurt, you'll find, like, the angels will show me there's, like, a little bit of an encasement on your heart, and Archangel Michael can come in, and he can remove that encasement, because it sort of protects you from not getting hurt in a sense, but it's also deflecting any authentic love that comes your way. And when you meet that special person, you want to have the highest possible level of true love that you can have, right?
Well, yeah, I feel like if it's true, I'd recognize it. If it's fake, then I'd recognize it too.
If you're holding back a little bit, like I said, and you're not allowing, you know, all of the love that's going to come your way to get in, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be everything you want it to be. You've got to allow the angels to help you, and Archangel Michael is the one that comes in, and he gently removes the encasement, you know, if you're willing, and it's so that you're open to this beautiful love when it comes your way, and the angels will be with you, so there's no need to worry.
Well, I don't feel like I'm doing that, but I'm hearing you, so I'll be aware of it. I mean, I'm just not attracted to people, you know. I mean, on a friendship level, that's, you know, that's one thing, but to be romantically involved, you know,
You let everything take it slow, and you know, take time, because there's no rush. You really want to have that authentic love, but you've got to be able to, you know, like, to be the real you, okay? So that person, you know, can see, well, she is what I've been looking for, you know? Because I do feel like, I said, currently there is something that, like I said, is holding you back from that true love, hon, you know? And we want to open you up to it so that you can, you know, have the love that you truly deserve.
You've got to allow, like I said, a
symbol of an encasement around the heart. You know, and love, you know, love, you know, in the beginning is scary. It's not as easy as we would like it to be. It's hard, you know, putting yourself out there. And you've got to really, you know and understand who you are and the energy that you're giving off, so that other person that, you know, the one that you're waiting for, that they are going to, like, their energy is going to recognize your energy, you know?
I believe that. Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can fake anything very long. You know, you have to be yourself, you know, when it comes down to it. You might be able to fake something for an hour or so, but.
I'm going to say there's great things that are going to come your way in regard to love, okay? But, you know, you might give off the wrong vibe. Because, you know, like I said, there's like a little bit there that's holding you back, okay? And I'm feeling like one of the things I'm feeling like there's a little bit of trust issues when it comes to allowing yourself to really connect with someone and really get to that deeper level of a connection, okay? Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is, you know, we want to help you to go forward and, you know, let go of, you know, the trust issues and allow that true love when it comes your way to flow through to you, okay? So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I feel really good about this, and I think, you know, you're going to feel really good too, because after a couple minutes, you're going to feel like a weight has been lifted off of you, okay?
Okay.
And my dog Ginger is saying, get ready, because, you know, your divine timing contains miracles. And we're here to help you to take the necessary steps so that you can have those miracles come your way, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay, Michelle. So they usually give me a phrase or a word for whomever it is that I'm talking to. And what they gave me for you was the word conditions. Conditions are something that we form all throughout our lives, but especially before the age of six. And those conditions determine how we live and how our lives turn out. And we're usually not even aware of our conditions. Like you have conditions connected with being a woman. And you've gotten those conditions from your family, from society, from religion, from schooling, from 1,001 different places. So you have beliefs that are based on you being a woman that are not necessarily true. So those are the kind of conditions that they're talking about. And they want me to help you to release some of those conditions about yourself and about relationships, because that's the main focus for you right now, at least what they're telling me. Okay, so I'm going to make some statements, and I just need for you to breathe deeply as I am making these statements. And if you feel anything coming up, just let it go. Don't try to hang on to it, because we are clearing out those conditions. Okay. So just listen and breathe. I release the fear of relationships. I release the fear of myself. I release the fear that I can't do it. I release the fear that I can't trust someone. I release the fear that I'll make the wrong choice. I release the fear that I'll be hurt. I release the encasement of my heart. I release not trusting. I release not accepting. I release the fear of not being loved in return. I release not deserving. I release my life not working. I release the fear that I'll get it wrong. I release the fear of love. I release all of the love from the past. I release my past habits of love. I release the habits of my relationships. I release the habits of my life. I release knowing the answers. I allow myself to accept the wisdom of my heart. I accept that I am not alone. I accept that I am loved. I accept that I am always given the solutions. I accept that my life works. I accept myself. And just take a nice, deep, deep breath. And how does that feel?
Good. Good.
So you just let go of some conditions. See how easy it is?
Yeah, well, the affirmations help, I think, but you still need that right person, you know. It's not anybody, you know, that you're going to love truly and deeply. It's got to be, you know, the right person. And
but you need to trust that the right person is going to find you, that you're going to find them, that it's not going to be a problem. If you make it a problem, then it becomes very, very difficult to find that right person, because you are living in the problem. Live in the solution. Allow yourself to be guided.
I live in hope. I live in hope.
I live in hope. I keep looking. I keep trying. I just, you know, not, you know, finding the right person. And of course, you know, you don't look like every day of the week hard. You know, you have to go to work. You know, and stuff like that. But I put myself out there and I try and, you know, met somebody recently. You know, he's very nice looking, seems like a very nice guy. I just was not attracted to him. Just, you know, so there has to be something there. It's not just any warm body floating your way. But I'm open. I feel like I'm open, and I know it is difficult. You know, it is difficult when you start getting close to somebody, but I think it's difficult because they're not the right person, too. Like that guy that made my stomach churn, like, you know,
right.
It was false. It was all false. What he was saying was false. And
well,
they
want us to do another statement. So, and hopefully this will make sense to you. But if not, that's okay. Okay, so here's the statement. I release the hope and I accept the acceptance. And take a deep breath.
All right, to put a smile on my face this
time. Yeah, it's a different energy. When you're coming from the energy of hope, you're actually coming from the energy of, I don't have this.
Mm-hmm.
When you're coming from the energy of acceptance, you're coming from the energy of, I already have it. And that's what they want you to move into, the knowing that you already have it. Everything is working out, and it's working out perfectly, and there's absolutely nothing for you to worry about because God is on your side. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I look forward to this spring or sooner.
Well, you don't
have
to wait till
corner.
Spring. Who knows? You might meet him tomorrow and develop a relationship, and it'll be spring before you realize you're in love, but hey, you can start now.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let us know how it goes.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 570.
Hi, how are you ladies this evening? My name is Lynn. How are you doing?
Great, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for asking. I'll make this short and brief because I know there's a lot of callers out there that would really want to talk with you. I'm in the middle of something with a lawyer. He's trying to resolve, you know, a credit issue. And because I got sick and I got behind. And it's playing on my personal life for more than one reason. But, like, if I need a credit or I need a car or whatever, they're holding me up. And I haven't heard anything from the lawyer. And I'm just wondering, I know let go, let God, but if you have any insight on a time frame.
Okay, let's see what DC has.
Okay. Lynn, this is DC.
Hi, DC. I heard a lot of good things about you.
Oh, thank you. Well, the first thing I have to tell you is you've got to, you know what, you let go and you let God. And
okay.
Give issue to God. It's then you know that there's going to be, you know, a wonderful solution, right? So we don't want to hold on to stuff like that because it can sort of even, you know, delay the outcome, slow it down quite a bit, okay?
Okay.
So I am getting, like, I feel like when I when you asked the question, I felt cold air around me. So I feel like, well, it's still in maybe the winter months, you know, you should have some relief from this issue and be able to move on from it. Okay? So
okay.
I felt, like you said, I felt the call there. So I do feel possibly during the winter, and Archangel Michael is stepping forward and saying, you know, Lynn, you could always connect with me if you want, and he'll help you to really let go of the worry that you're holding on to in regard to the issue. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Saying don't hold on to it, because you're going to, you know, when you hold on to things like that and you have worry, it brings about physical illness, which you don't want to do. There's no need for it.
Oh, no. Right.
Okay, so we want to get rid of that, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
like you said, I did feel the cold air, so I'm feeling possibly like wintertime because, you know, the next, you know, season would be spring. So I'm feeling there's a great chance of it getting, you know, settled in the winter even.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And she's coming in and she's saying, girlfriend, you've got to believe in yourself. You've got a lot of magic going on in there. So she's saying, you've got to start, you know, you've got to start creating what it is you're wanting.
Uh-huh.
And as when we consciously create, and we're doing it, you know, from a state of peace and calm, you know, that's when the magic comes in, Lynn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to, you know, you've got to really open up and allow all that magic to appear in your life. You've got so many, she's saying, you've got so many spirit guides around you. Wow.
Wow.
She's saying, you're ready, you know, to receive all those blessings. So just get calm and start mm-hmm. creating. And just remember, you are, you know, you are the magic and you are the magician,
mm-hmm.
okay? And just affirm,
okay.
I am the magician in my life, because you truly are. And she's saying, you know, things are looking up for you, okay? And if you have been having some issues, you're going to see resolutions come about and as soon as this month, okay? Watch any kind of negative feelings that you have, because she's saying that could, you know, turn from dis-ease to disease.
Okay.
Okay, you've got to just relax, you know, and you've got to, you know, stay away from any kind of turmoil, okay? And she's mm-hmm. talking with you like emotional turmoil, where it could actually
okay.
wake up in the middle of the night because subconsciously you're still thinking about the issue, okay?
All right, that is true. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
she's just saying to me that she's saying, you know, your finances are going to get better as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be as early as this month, okay?
Okay.
So you've got a lot, she's saying you've got a lot to look forward to, Lynn, okay?
Okay.
You've got to, like I said, you've got to stay in the right mindset. And with any kind of issue we have, you know, if we let go and we let God, then it's not our problem anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying
okay.
there's going to be a lot of important changes coming for you this year.
Mm.
So what she wants you to do is to look toward the future and not the past, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid, she's saying. Things are going to turn out better than you think, as long as, you know, that you stay in that calm state and you allow, you know, your divine team to give you the guidance you're needing. And she's asking that you focus on you, like during this beautiful year. And she's
uh-huh.
saying the first thing she's seeing is that you repress those emotions. And that's what, you know, gives you disruptions in sleep and, you know, not feeling like the best at times. So
uh-huh.
you sort of need like a little chicken soup, she's saying, for the soul. Okay? So, you know, you take care of your body. Make sure that you take care of your spirit as well.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm getting just, you know, she's showing me, like, go with the flow. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, enjoy yourself a little bit now. I just, like I said, I don't see why you're worrying about that, because Ginger's just saying she doesn't need to worry about that, Mom.
Okay,
connect with your joy. Enjoy the present moment. And she's saying, you know, regardless of what's going on, you could always find something in the moment, you know, that can bring you joy. You know,
uh-huh.
in every situation, there are opportunities to find blessings. She's saying sometimes you really got to dig a little bit deeper, but they're there. Okay?
Okay.
So she's asking, you know, that you be open to transforming, like all of, you know, those feelings and everything, all of that into just pure bliss, okay? And she's saying situation that you called in about, it's going to resolve a lot easier by choosing to be calm and choosing the path of joy.
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, think about it. What would bring, you know, what would bring you more joy, you know, more joy to your heart and soul? So think about that and, you know, think about doing something. And she's saying, you know, when you let go and you let God, you know that he has the perfect solution to this, you know, this situation, and it will be resolved, okay? And in regard to that situation, Glenn, I'm hearing a miracle is manifesting.
Okay,
so we're going to let go of that emotional stuff because you surely don't need it, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you have a lot of divine guidance, you know, around you. Sometimes you feel it in your thoughts, your feelings. And Ginger's saying, you know, your team is always there to aid and assist you.
Uh-huh.
In any area of your life. But you've got to trust that all is well. And everything right now, it is happening for your highest good. And you're going to be fine. I'm hearing, you know, blessings, you know, lots of blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm getting a letter B. So this might be someone important that's going to help you. The letter B, it could be a first name or it could be a last name. And also, let's see. And a letter K, B and K. So I don't know if they make any sense to you now, the letters. If they don't, just hold on to them. Okay, and they'll make sense later. The only thing that I have to ask, now before I turn you over to Barbara, like the situation that you find yourself in, I'm getting this connection the way you worry and the way your mother worried.
I'm sorry?
The situation that you're in, like that you wanted like to have some information about, there's like a deep connection of worry there, but your mom also had her way of worrying as well.
Okay.
And so I feel like I said, that, you know, you have a learned behavior of worry rooted in, you know, your mom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So I don't, you know, you might not even, you know, understand that right now. You might not feel it, but it's there. And what we're going to do is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and you're going to feel like beautiful healing coming your way, okay? And also you're going to release those really heavy and old emotions connected to your mother, okay, that you don't have to hold on to. I mean, save the laughs, save the good times. You know, save the Ginger saying if she had any good recipes, save the good recipes. But we're going to let go of any kind of, like, old or heavy emotions, okay, because you certainly don't need that.
Is the B and the K a negative or a positive?
I think they're positive.
B and a K, okay.
Yeah, there might be one person, there might be two people, I don't know. Ginger's saying, Lynn, it's time for you to have like a deep cleaning for your, you know, for your mind. She's saying all this, you know, all this worrying and stuff, it's sort of like filled you up, and, you know, there's no room for any of the good energy to come in because you're holding on to all of that stuff, okay?
Okay.
We're
going
to get rid of that, and, you know, you're going to have, she's saying like a changed outlook on things, okay? You're going to feel better. And she's saying, please keep your thoughts, you know, positive. And as well, whatever you're thinking, she's saying, you've got to keep that positive as well, Lynn. It's really, really important. Okay? So I'm going to turn it over to Barbara. I'm just seeing, you know, she's showing me the path, and you are moving forward. Okay? So just really excited, because I do feel like good things are coming your way in, you know, different areas of your life. And she's saying, Lynn, your potential right now is unlimited.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
You're in the manifesting mode, girlfriend. She's saying, you know, work your magic.
Okay.
Okay. And she's saying, you know, keep your intentions crystal clear, and also keep that crystal clean, she's saying. Okay. And she's saying, you know what, your focus cannot be on worry, you know, all the time. Rather, you know, try to stay in like that joy mode, and have confidence that your divine team is going to be there with you and all is well. Okay.
Thank you.
So, what I want to do is I want to turn you over to Barbara, and you're going to feel a lot better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. You're welcome, Barbara.
Okay, Lynn. What I'm hearing for you is that you need to release the doubt. And they're showing me that there's several things that are connected with doubt and this whole credit thing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to make some statements, and I want you to just breathe deeply and let them in so that they can be eliminated from you. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I release the doubt. I release the credit. Worries. You don't have to say it. Just listen and breathe.
Okay. Just listening and repeating in my head.
I release the fear that it's not going to turn out. I release the belief that my life cannot work. I release the fear that my life will not work. I release that I cannot afford my own life. I release all of the punishment I have placed upon myself. I release the punishment for my credit. I release the punishment for not being perfect. I release that I do not deserve. I release the difficulty of life. I release all of the worry. I release all of the doubt. I release the burden of proving that I deserve. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept that my life does work. I accept that I live in solutions. I release all of the problems. I allow myself to live in that space where I am okay. I release all of the negativity that I've been taught. I release the habits of failure. I release the feelings of others that I have taken on. I release and I let go. I release it all and I let it go. I release and I let go. And take a nice deep, deep breath.
Thank you, Barb.
So how does that feel?
It feels good, and I understand it, and I thank you so, so much.
Well,
I appreciate you, Barb. I know you have a lot going on, and you're already an hour into it. I know you have a lot of callers. I thank you for your time, and, you know, I appreciate all you do for me, and God bless you both.
And you know that no matter how many callers we have, how long the show is, that you are worth it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, and you all have a blessed night.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. And we have Spirit in Form in the chat room. And she would like to know if there's a message for her.
Okay. Spirit in Form. Okay. Okay, what I'm getting, Barbara, is self-love is contagious. And I'm getting, she's going to manifest the courage, you know, to live her authentic life. That's the first thing that I was getting for spirit and form. Really, really beautiful. Okay. So with the self-love, you know, I think she's got to work on that a little bit. Ginger's showing me her just sitting there and spending time with herself with a little bit of maybe self-evaluation to understand, you know, what and, you know, where her peace, you know, that she likes to be in begins to get disrupted, okay? So she's got to sort of like, you know, see, you know, the patterns that cause these disruptions. And when she, you know, is able to see them, she's going to be able to, you know, really get rid of them and live a more peaceful life. So it's just, I'm getting, you know, it's a time of reflection. And it's really going to be wonderful. So it's sort of, you know, she's got to see where her, you know, the human side of herself and the soul, you know, they come together. You know, and sometimes when they come together, there might be a little conflict. So we want to, you know, do that and just, you know, get to the point where we can overcome it. Okay? And let go, you know, if there's any judgment about yourself or others, you know, try to use, forgiveness. And sometimes we have to, you know, be a little bit more tolerable is what Ginger's saying. Okay? But I feel like, you know, once she goes within and really starts understanding herself, I just feel like she's going to really go forward. And Ginger's showing me, like, her flying. You know, she's saying, look at her go. She's halfway down her path to her journey. Okay? And I'm hearing the song, The Eye of the Tiger, and the tiger represents, like, beautiful strength and courage. So I feel like the tiger is with her and is going to stay with her to help her have, like, the courage, you know, that she needs and the strength to go forward. Okay, and with the tiger walking beside her, I'm getting there's nothing to worry about. Just try to be at peace. Okay, so peace is really, like, really important. Okay, and I'm seeing, like, a star in the sky, and it represents hope. Okay, so I don't know, like, I said, like, there's a little bit of unforgiveness there. I don't know if it's, you know, she's needs to forgive herself or others, and just to work on her, you know, her path there and to go within and see the connection between the human self and the soul. So self-love, I think, is going to be really important. That's what I have, Barbara.
Okay. And I am getting some clearing statements for you, spirit and form. So just breathe deeply and let these flow through you. I release the past. I release all of my past. I release my mistakes. I release the attachment to my mistakes. I release my regrets. I release rejection. I release self-judgment. I release self-punishment. I release all of the shoulda, woulda, couldas in my life. I release the wrongness of me. I release the wrongness of the things that I've done. I release not measuring up. I release not being good enough. I release all of the beliefs that tear me down. I release it all and I let it go. I accept that my beliefs are not true. I accept that I am a good person. I accept that I deserve a good life. I accept that I deserve to be loved and valued. I accept that it is okay for me to love and value me. I accept that I am loved. And just take a nice, deep, deep breath. Okay. If you want to type and let us know how you feel, how that worked, how it didn't work, whatever you want to say, that's absolutely fine. And we will go ahead and go on. And if she types anything, I'll let you know.
Great.
Okay. And we are going to, oh, she says, that was awesome. Thank you both so much.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. We are going to the caller from area code 334.
Well, Happy New Year. Happy New You. Happy New Me.
Yes, Queen. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. How are you?
I am fabulously grateful. And you? How are you?
Oh, I'm the same. Yep. Have you been dancing? Have you been dancing?
Yes, I'm the dancing queen. Yes.
Because I'm laughing because when I ask, you know, when I see like the happy feet they're going, I think of Jackson, and he just loves to dance. He just got a pair of dancing shoes. He attended his sister's 16th birthday party, and they were doing a lot of dancing, and he must have danced like half of the night away, you know?
I love it.
So what I'm getting, like, for you, Ginger saying, well, here's a nice pair of shoes for Queen for her dancing. She's asking you, put on those shoes, Queen, because I see you going down this road, and you've got to choose the direction, she's saying, that you want to go in. And what I'm getting with you, like, this is a really important time. It's a really important path. It's going to be filled with magic, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like there's going to be more than you can even imagine, maybe things you didn't even, you know, think about as of yet, okay? But this is going to be an amazingly powerful time for you.
I accept.
So Ginger's saying choices, 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 lots of choices. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And she's saying, you're going to be able to basically do whatever it is that you're wanting to do. She said she is magical, truly, truly magical. So has there been things like different, you know, things that you haven't tried? Maybe you put them on the back burner, Queen, because I feel like it's going to be something big.
For sure there's many things I haven't tried.
Millions of things. Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make the time and do this because I really feel like this is like an important time for you, you know? So Ginger's saying, you know, she's giving you like a ticket. You're at the deli there. And she's saying, you know, okay, Queen, you know, your number, she gave me a number, 111. And she's saying, this is your opportunity right now, girlfriend, to break free.
Okay.
You know, use that beautiful divine energy and your strength, and you're going to be able to do whatever it is you're wanting. Okay? It might be a little scary, but it's going to be absolutely awesome. Okay? So she's saying, you know, you've really got to get ready for this because you're coming into alignment with something major is what I'm being shown, Queen.
Okay.
Really, truly amazing, you know, so this is a time for you to work your magic. And I'm laughing because whenever you're coming in, like, I just feel this whoosh of energy, and I say to Ginger, yeah, of course it's Queen. Who else would it be, you know? And Queen, I'm getting, like, this is a time for you that you're going to take the lead. Like, you're really going to lead others more than you have. Have you been thinking, too, like, maybe about, it's sort of like a leadership role with teaching is what I'm getting. And you've had all these life experiences that, you know, you're using that, you know, knowledge that you've gained, and all the experiences, you know, they're, each of them are equally important. So you're bringing, like, all of this together, and this is going to help you to go forward, and you're stepping on that beautiful path that you're meant to be on. And it's just, like, lit up for you. And she's saying, you know, your soul family, you know, are waiting to connect with you, Queen. They're waiting. There's so many that are waiting, you know, to walk alongside you.
Nice.
Oh, this, it feels really big, you know. And she's saying just start by looking in the mirror every morning.
Okay.
And see that beautiful leader, you know, that reflection of that beautiful leader, you know, in the mirror. She's saying, this is absolutely amazing. Everything is coming together for you, Queen.
I accept, I receive.
You're ready for this. You are so ready for this, you know. And don't underestimate, like, all that you have, like, not been sharing as of yet. Please think about sharing it, okay?
I will.
Okay, so that's what we have. I hope that made sense to you.
It made a lot of sense, and I know of what you speak.
Okay.
Putting together of so much of what I already have, and that would be with my writing, my book, and I'm working on that. So devotedly
okay.
and joyfully.
You said writing. I don't know, but I feel like something's important's gonna come maybe like in the summertime when you said like the writing, you know.
Probably completion of the first book. That would be
okay.
That would be timely. Yeah.
Okay.
That would make sense.
Yeah, and I'm seeing like all these angels around you, and I'm getting an opportune time, divine timing. But I really do feel like, yeah, it's going to be like in the summertime. So that's what we have, Queen, and it was so nice to hear your beautiful voice. And Ginger is just saying, keep going down that path of success, Queen.
I will, Ginger, and I'm taking you all with me. Hi, Ginger.
Sounds
Hi,
amazing.
Yeah,
hey, everybody's ready
thank
for
you,
a little...
the magical.
Oh, thank
the
you.
Magical DC love.
Okay, so what was that, Queen? You said that you have unicorns for everyone, Barbara. She's coming by with a unicorn.
Here she goes. Here she comes. Yeah, I see it. Coming in for pick up the anointed one. What's up?
Well, Queen, this time they have a question for you, which they don't usually do, but the question is, what's holding you back?
I say nothing. I'm ready. I'm doing. I'm in it to win it, to be it, to live it. That's my answer.
Well, I'm hearing the word compartmentalizing. Do you compartmentalize your life?
What does that mean?
That
by definition, what does it?
You take some part of your life and you put it in this box and you take another part and you put it in this box, another part and put it in this box, and you work on, you know, each of your little boxes whenever you feel it's time to go into your little boxes, instead of allowing it all to be everything.
That's a tricky perspective, and so I will leave that in the air, in the wind, column. Yeah. so that I can perhaps adjust my dancing steps through life to elevate myself to being open to the flow of it all flowing together more easily. Yes.
Okay. They say that's a good thing. You should definitely do that.
All right. I spoke it, it shall be.
And they have a message for you. We want you to understand the vastness of you. And this is why we don't want you to put things in little boxes, to organize, to compartmentalize, to separate. Because it's not in separation that you get your power. It's in the oneness. It's in the connection. It's in the flow of everything that allows you to evolve even more, to become even more magical, beautiful, amazing. And it allows your life to expand beyond any limitations that you might have set. This is the time for everyone to be letting go of their limitations, their conditions, their restrictions, their fears, their doubts, their worries. Let it go. And start living your life fully in each moment. It's not about planning out your life. And I'm going to do this at this time, and this at this time, and this at this time. It's looking at yourself in each moment and doing what feels right then. And letting the rest of that go.
That's what I do. That's what I've done most of my life, what I feel like doing. And that's real.
And we want you to understand that you can take that to a deeper level.
I'm sure there's more, always more.
Yes, go deeper within your own heart, deeper within your connection to your soul, and allow more change in your life. Because this is who you are. And there is no limit how magnificent you and your life can be. So when you find yourself thinking those old thoughts, and we know this very seldom comes up for you, but it does on occasion come up where you are thinking thoughts about something from the past, let go. Just instantly let it go. Since it has no bearing on who you are now. Allow your soul to be free, to spread its wings and fly, to take you to places you've never even dreamed of. This is your evolution. Okay.
I accept.
They wanted you to understand.
I accept, and I will go with my flow and receive the more of the mysteries of this expression called life. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm open.
Wonderful. 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 Wonderful.
Much love to each of you and all who are present. And yes, gratitude. See you on the unicorn ride.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
That's awesome. We can't wait, Queen.
Namaste, my dear. Okay. All right, let me go back here. And we will go area code 541.
Hello.
Hello, Kat. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
What can we do for you today?
Oh, I missed last week because I dialed the wrong number. I thought you didn't have one. So, I don't know. I guess general, you know. Kind of the same thing, but general.
Okay, Kat, this is DC. What I'm getting is you've kind of let go of the worry and the fear that you're holding on to. Okay, you're holding on to that, and it's not doing you any good, okay? I'm hearing dreams. Are you having, you know, dreams that you're remembering? Because I feel like you're getting some important information via your dreams.
Most of the time I don't, and my sleep schedule's varies. I don't sleep that good sometimes. And sometimes
okay.
I'll have the little things, but I don't often.
Okay, well, even the little things. It could be a smell. It could be a color. It could be a word. Just, you know, start journaling. Write it down. And keep a notebook bedside and, you know, set the intention before you open your eyes in the morning, just like lay there for a minute or so, that you want to remember what you needed for that day, okay? And
okay.
I do feel it's like little pieces of the puzzle are coming together. And even your intuitive abilities are growing stronger.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm feeling that as well.
Trust it. I mean, yeah. I know I've always been intuitive, but I haven't always listened or trusted it or known if that's the right thing. You know.
And you're so sensitive. Like, you're sensitive, you know.
So, and even more that I've been cleansing and doing this fasting, I find it more and more.
I feel like you said, you know, you've got to stay on track, like I said, with just like releasing all of this worry, all of the anxiety,
yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, beautiful things are coming your way. Okay?
I'm so hopeful for the new year, but then I have a hard time letting go, like when my landlords cut down beautiful branches off my tree and I don't have privacy and they massacred my tree and I can't do anything about it because I didn't own this property.
Right.
I have to walk by it every day and be reminded. And then, like, there's always reminders.
Well, we've
got to
let go of what we can't. Whatever we can't control, we've got to let go of it.
And I know that I want to get out of it. I'm grateful to have a place, but yes, I'm ready to get out of this little box of an apartment. I'm happy to have something, but
you know,
I'm
surrender and release.
Out.
Yeah, because you're holding on to all of that. That's like, you know, it's just like a workout mentally, and it takes everything out of you. So whatever we can't control, we have to surrender and release, and make room for all the good that wants to come in, Kat.
Yeah, I know I have a hard time with not letting things get to me and letting it go. That's the, I think, biggest thing that I have difficulty with, or having reminders come up, or like I saw the ex person, they didn't see me, but it brought up, you know, pit in my stomach.
Yeah. I feel like there's some unforgiveness there. And when we say we forgive someone, it doesn't, you know, it just says that, you know what, I'm not going to hold on to this any longer because it's toxic. It's absolutely toxic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to let go of that and allow, like I said, that beautiful energy to flow and bring in all the good stuff that's waiting to come your way. And
you
I am getting, like,
go
the beginning, you know?
I want to go to Mexico. I want to go to Mexico. I want to go on vacation. I started a fund me, but it's not taking off and not going anywhere. And I know it just takes one person to make a big donation that can happen, but I've been waiting so long. I'm like, I don't know what to do next. I'm doing what I can.
Yeah, I mean,
you've
got to keep surrendering and you've got to keep releasing in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, when you really get, like, on that, and I feel like you're going to manifest, like, you know, whatever you need material, you know, whatever it is, materially, you're going to really manifest it quickly, okay?
Well, what's the best way to surrender and release? Just say it or give it, I mean,
but you know
have angels take it. I don't know the best way to do it.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and she's going to, you know the drill. Ginger Sam, she knows the drill. Just put Barbara on the horn. Come on, Barbara.
Yeah. Okay. And, I mean, I did go out Friday and see some music for the first time in forever, and that was amazing. And, well, it was open mic thing, and that was fun. But the fun in between has been very little. Yeah.
Okay, Kat, they're giving me one statement for you, and
okay.
I'm going to say this several times, and this is a statement that they want you to start saying whenever you feel that it's the right thing to say.
Okay.
Or even if you're just questioning whether or not you should say it, that means you should say it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to say this statement several times, so breathe deeply and just listen.
Okay.
I accept that there's nothing wrong. 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 Take a nice deep, deep breath. And how does that feel?
Yeah. Good.
Because right now you get caught up in thinking about what's wrong.
Yeah, especially when things come up and doctors find things and pain happens. And then I know that I've come a long way, but then it is difficult.
Okay. Just start saying, I accept that there's nothing wrong.
Okay.
This allows you to reclaim your own power. Instead of giving power to whatever it is you're perceiving is wrong. And this allows you the freedom to live your life.
Yeah. Yes, I will put a post-it note of that on there. Okay.
And you might want to say it at night when you're going to bed before you're falling asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, just lay there and say over and over in your own head.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
Okay. All right. Let us know how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care, Cass.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
God bless one. Everything is going to be wonderful. So, Ginger saying, I don't know how good you could stand it, but that's how good it's going to be. So,
I can stand it. I'm over.
You know what? When you get the doctor, she's saying to her, when you get the doctor's report, just realize it's a report, you know?
Yeah.
But it's necessarily, you know, it's a report. Okay, I got the report, but now you're just going to have perfect health, you know?
Most of what they've told me has been rolling in my life, so yeah, all my life. But yeah,
but you gotta look, and you're still here with all of that they told you, you know. And you've got to remember,
I'm gonna die like four times. I'm still here.
But they're practicing medicine, you know. And Ginger's laughing. That's why they call it practicing medicine, you know.
I know. It took me the hard way to learn that. Yeah.
I mean, when you come, you connect with us, and you know. This is like a beautiful way to heal, and I mean, it's just totally amazing, and it doesn't take all that time, you know? Of course, you know, stick with your doctors and everything. We're not telling you that, but you've got to know that everybody, you know, has the ability to heal, you know? You've got to just allow yourself to heal.
If I stuck with them, I would have no female parts, and I would have surgery after surgery and everything. I don't think I would be here, so...
Yeah, I know.
I've known that there was other ways the entire time, and I know that I'm still here. Against
the entourage of angels that are with you, Kat, and just please know that they're going to help you. You know, just call upon your angels if you get like a little, you know, where you can't think or a little foggy headed, and they're going to help you. But I'm getting blessings are coming your way, lots of inquiries and blessings. So. And this is a time for you when everything is going to, I feel like it's just like magnified and it's going to happen a lot faster, you know?
Yay, because I feel like it's been
keep
forever.
Keep saying, you know, those beautiful statements that Barbara gave you, you know, amazing affirmations and how blessed and healthy you are. And, you know, and just believe it. You've got to believe, you know?
Yeah. I know. I think even though I know these things, I have to hear it again because... And I do so much in a day between meditate and yoga and this and that, and I have to narrow it down because I can't do everything.
When she's lighting a candle. Do you light candles?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because she loves the candles, she's saying.
Oh, I do love candles.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
You're going to be fine, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, you have love and amazing grace. You know, come on now.
Okay. Yes, I do.
Okay, well, you stay in touch with us and call us and tell us how amazingly wonderful you feel and how you're manifesting magically all that you've been wanting. It's going to happen.
Yes, I know. I can't wait for that day soon. It's going to be so exciting. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You don't have to limit it to Kat. You can have it more than one day, you know. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yourself.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, we're going to move on to our next caller, area code 303. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi there. My name's Allison.
Hello, Allison. What can we do for you?
Well, without going into any of the details or backstories of this, I have been having excruciating insomnia for actually quite a long time, and I have tried everything you know to do, you know, not you personally, you know, but you know, everything I'm, you know, from the alternative health stuff to a good old, you know, hot milk before bed, everything in between except for prescription drugs, which I don't care for. I wonder what I can do, what is left to do.
Okay. Well, my dog Ginger's coming in and saying, have you been singing and dancing?
Nobody wants to hear me sing, especially Lisa Van.
That's okay. Nobody has to hear you. You could just sing and get happy and, you know, dance around. And I feel like you have stuck energy. Your energy is stuck within, and you've got to sing and just be happy and, you know, grateful that you're able to do this. And like I said, you've got to move around, because I see Ginger saying she needs to have happy feet. You've got to dance around a little bit to free the energy.
Well, I've definitely taken a lot, because I'm a really physical. Normally I'm a really physically active person. Right now I'm not because of health issues and some surgery and more coming up. So I'm literally kind of knocked off my feet for quite a while now.
You could just sit there maybe even and sing if you know.
Yeah.
But I just feel like you have like a lot of energy within that is truly stuck. You know, I mean I just. Felt it. I could feel like the energy.
Yeah.
It's just it's beyond stagnant. It's like your energy was super glued, Ginger's saying, you know?
Yeah.
And she said you've been like, you know, uneasy and restless for a while, you know? And you've been worrying about, you know, your physical body. Okay. And as she, you know, she knows that you don't like to take, like, any kind of medication, but there are, you know, there are a lot of, like, natural things that you could do for, like, sleep.
Done there. But I could write the book on remedies or lack thereof for insomnia. And the other thing that I'm a highly expert, you know, I'm not saying this, it's just the way my life works out, is anything related to dental. And that's just a genetic thing for me. I started having really, you know, a lot of dental work when I was about six, seven, 8 years old. So, and I'm 50, how old, God, I'm going to be 65 next month. So, you know, that's 60 years. So those are the two books I could write. Dental, anything with dental,
okay.
Natural remedies, and then now sleep, it's not sleep, it's insomnia. And I have not found anything, because I'm really, really, really alternative health / Eastern oriented anyhow.
Uh-huh.
That's just always been who I am. And
okay, well,
I,
you know what I'm getting?
Yeah,
like,
so
one of the things that Ginger's saying too.
Yeah.
Okay, Ginger's also saying you've got to let go of your past and you've got to embrace your future. Okay, and this, you know, this is going to help you to move forward, and you know, to feel better. I do feel like you know you're going to feel better, and it's going to happen like suddenly. Okay. You were holding on, like, I could feel, like, frustration, and there was a lot of worry, and it's hard to sleep when you have all that worry. You know, we can let go and let God give it to the angels and allow them to take it to God, and we know that there's a divine solution, and we're not supposed to worry about it, okay? So I feel like you're just worn out from everything, and... You know, Ginger's saying her body is, like, just wanting to relax. Okay? There's tension. There's tiredness. And you really do need to, you know, you came to the right place, Ginger's saying, because you're going to have a divine, you know, alternative. Okay?
Well, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that then, too.
Okay, well, just hold on.
Because I have done a lot
like a nice
of prayer.
Take a nice calming breath. And take a nice calming breath. Really slowly. In through the nose. And then out through the mouth. And now I'm going to ask Barbara to come aboard with us. Barbara?
Okay, Allison. I'm going to make some statements, and I want you to just breathe deeply while I'm making them and just allow this to move through you. It's going to be moving the energy within you. You don't have to repeat it. Just listen and breathe. Okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay. I release the insomnia. I release all of the insomnia. I release the determination of the insomnia. I release the stubbornness of the insomnia. I release the confusion of the insomnia. I release the habit of the insomnia. I release the worry of the insomnia. I release the fear of the insomnia. I release the control of the insomnia. I release everything connected with the insomnia. I release the wrongness of the insomnia. I release the rightness of the insomnia. I release the deserving of the insomnia. I release the restraints of the insomnia. I release the punishment of the insomnia. I release the unforgivingness of the insomnia. I release all of the causes of the insomnia. I release all of the patterns of the insomnia. I release the definition of the insomnia. I release my life from the insomnia. I accept sleep. I accept sleep. I accept the ease of sleep. I accept the deepness of sleep. I accept the peace of sleep. I accept my right to sleep. I accept that my life is coming back into balance. I accept that I rest well each and every night. I accept that my life works. I accept that I have the freedom to sleep. I accept that I deserve sleep. And take a nice deep, deep breath. Okay, your energy feels different. How do you feel?
You have a soothing voice, so that's just kind of its natural. like a natural reaction. Right there, you need to put all that on tape on a tape on YouTube, and so that and that needs to be a 10 hour like a looping, you know, say all that, but it needs to be 10 hours because to my experience, because I've done that too, by the way. I told you there's nothing I have not tried, except for prescription. Well, actually, I have tried prescriptions as well. I actually have done that. I can't say never. I just prefer not to become habitually addicted to them. So, you need to do it on a 9 to 10 hour loop, because in my experience, even when I do those Zen relaxation, water sounds or meditation, all those things, if they stop after 1 or 2 hours, if it's just a 1 hour or 2 hour YouTube. If I start drifting, I'll wake up. I'll wake up because it stopped. That's how incredibly out of my mind I am with insomnia. And so you need to do it like 9 to 10 hours, so that way it keeps everyone still sleeping. my side career suggestion for you. You have a great voice for it.
I want you to do it for yourself, you know, with night when you go to bed. Just lay there. If you're not sleeping, just say, I accept sleep. I accept sleep. You don't need to say anything else. Just, I accept sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it should, you should fall asleep while you're saying it.
And if you wake up
in the middle of the night, just start saying it again.
There's definitely a lot of things that, you know, I will give that a go. We'll see. I said I'm willing to just give anything a try at this point. It is, you know, people can hallucinate from sleep deprivation, and I'm mm-hmm. probably about two weeks away from that at this point. So it's really dire. People say, oh, I had a bad night's sleep, but when it is chronic for years, sleep is so vital. You know, I can see why people use it in prisons, you know, like POW, you know, like prisoner of war camps and things like that to extract, information out of people. It's very, very scary stuff. Long time.
And, you know, I have to ask, Ginger, my dog is coming in and she's saying, Mom, one of the reasons she's having trouble sleeping is you're not following your dreams and your heart. So you have dreams within you that you're not, you know, you're not following, you're not connecting with.
I didn't know if you meant night dreams, you know, like nighttime dreams.
Well, you meant
life dreams.
Following your dreams and listening to your heart. So, Barbara, if she's not following her dreams, you know, and, you know, Ginger's saying that's one perspective on looking at it because she's now following her dreams. Mm-hmm. And what's in your heart.
So what are you making more important than yourself?
Well, that's a really long answer to that question. So I'm not going to go there. I will say that I definitely have had some very, very extremely demanding health issues in the last couple of years that are really new to the scene here. So that's what I think. I'm just going to leave it at that for now. I don't like to get.
You might want to start also saying, I accept my health.
Oh,
when you do that,
definitely,
you stop
definitely
worrying about it.
Yeah.
It stops being
problem. No. It's not worrying. I'm having things done to address it. So.
But you can
still
say, I accept my health, because it's playing a part in this insomnia.
Okay, I'll just go. Thank you both very much, and could you mute me so I can continue to listen to enjoy the other callers as well? Yeah,
okay.
I enjoy listening. Thank you both.
You're welcome, Allison.
Okay.
Welcome, hon.
Happy.
Okay, our next caller is 1111111111. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, BC.
Hi, how's it going?
What's going on?
Well, that's the question that Ginger wants to ask you.
Well, I wanted to tell you I got a new job.
In the casino?
Yeah, I didn't know if I told you last week.
Yeah, have you started it?
I did the thing. I start tomorrow.
Okay, awesome. That's wonderful news, Nathaniel. That is so great.
Yeah.
I mean, you did the work. You manifested, you know, this brand new experience. I think it's absolutely wonderful. Beautiful. How is your eye feeling?
Better, but I'm just looking and seeing, I kind of see blurries, but not exactly sure if it's the glasses or my eyes here. I think it's, I hope they get better because they're kind of blurry in a couple areas.
Okay. Did your eye heal from when you had the massage and you got poked in the eye?
Well, that was about 3 weeks ago almost, and it's healing up. It feels better. It
okay,
hurts,
good.
But I can still see somewhat. I mean, I still see, but I think, you know, reading text and stuff, I can tell, well, it looks a little blurry. I'm hoping that's going to clean up. I just polished up my glasses and kind of looking at it, seems like I see a couple of weird areas. So it may heal up, you know. I have those lenses in. They took out the original lenses when they did the cataract surgery. They drained out all the white fluid and then...
they put a plastic lens when you have the cataracts. Do you have the plastic lenses? Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you know what, Nathaniel, you're on a roll with manifesting and the angels are around you to help you to keep going and make those dreams, you know, of yours come true. Okay, and whenever you put a thought out to the angels or you start praying, they hear those beautiful thoughts and prayers. And, you know, you're surrounded by their love always, Nathaniel. Okay, and I do see Archangel Michael. He's your buddy. He's always around you. And he's helping you to actually, you know, increase your finances, to bring in money in different ways. And, you know, as Barbara and I have told you, you know, many times, you're very gifted with the guitar, you know. And I just feel like at some point, you know, you're going to be, you know, using your beautiful music to heal the little ones, you know.
Mm.
So I feel it's really, really beautiful. And I'm also getting like Archangel Michael, he's going to help you. He's saying you worry about time. So he's going to help you in regard to really utilizing, you know, your time. Because he's saying that time is going to bring abundance your way, Nathaniel. And there's things that you're holding on to that you should let go of. You know, whatever you can't control, let go and let God. Okay? And Nathaniel, you're so creative, you know, and you've got an amazing, you know, way of looking at things and imagination. And, you know, you're holding, these are like building blocks that you're holding on to that are going to bring success. Okay? So you've got to think, you know, when you have time after you get, you know, used to the new job and everything, about creatively, you know, doing some things and things that really resonate with your heart. Because I really feel like, you know, when you do what you love, you know, the money's going to come in. And I like you have that, you know, beautiful, beautiful gift. And the angels are saying it's time, Nathaniel, to take that divine leap of faith. Okay? You know you have all this ability, but you're afraid to trust it.
Okay.
So Ginger's given you, she's given you like this little set of wings, Nathaniel. She's saying, okay, Nathaniel, no, go ahead, fly, you know. This is your time to fly. This is your time to remember why you came here, okay? And I do feel like, you know, you have the most, you know, unique way of doing things, and that beautiful music is, it's just so amazing and so healing, Nathaniel. And the little ones are going to be so receptive.
Well,
I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and maybe help with, you know, you to let go of whatever the fear is that's holding you back. Okay, and Ginger said, know that when you start the new job, don't forget to have a little bit more balance, Nathaniel. Okay, it's not all, your life's not going to be all about work, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Good luck with your job, Nathaniel. Way to go.
Thank you.
Okay, we just have a few statements, so just listen and breathe. Okay, here we go. I release the fear. I release the fear of change. I release the fear of something new in my life. I release the need to be in control of everything. I allow myself to trust. I accept that my life works. I allow my life to work. I accept the truth within me. I accept that I always heal. I accept that my life works. I accept my own evolution. I release the past. I release the fear. I let it all go. And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Better, thank you.
You are welcome, and enjoy the new job.
I hope I do, yes. It looks like I will. It should be a lot of fun. I mean, sometimes the other job got so boring, you know.
Well, hopefully this one will be the perfect job for now.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Oh, you're so welcome, Nathaniel.
You're both the best. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too, hon. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, and our last caller for tonight is area code 856. Hi, who's this?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're fine.
Hi.
How are you?
Getting better.
You sound better, Rosemary. You sound amazing.
A lot better. I've been getting messages like left and right, like the last time we talked, and prayer stuff, after I wake up. So it's like, so I'm trying to put
That's
it
okay.
together.
Just keep being true to yourself. You know, you're the one that knows what's in your heart, and just keep going forward. I really feel like, you know, you change something, and like I said, you are, you know, listening to the guidance that you're getting, and you're not letting whatever fear there may be within you, like, you know, it doesn't get in the way of things right now. So you're doing a great job. Okay?
Cool.
And I'm getting Ginger saying, you know, when the right occasion arises, don't be afraid to say yes. Okay?
Okay.
So she's saying, never give up, Rosemary. She's very proud of you.
Cool.
You're going to get back on track in every aspect of your life, hon, you know? You're doing a great job.
Cool, appreciate it. Yeah, James, one thing that's got to be fixed, hopefully I get what I wanted and asked for on Tuesday, so hopefully that gets cleared up and I change numbers around. That's
uh-huh.
probably what it is. So I just didn't dish it out yet to people yet, my new number, if that makes sense. That's probably the
okay,
difference.
I'm getting, too, like, I'm getting this, like, energy that is, like, around, like, people that you're associated with, whether they're family members or good friends. And Ginger's saying you got to stay calm, girlfriend, you know?
So yeah, true.
Yeah, because there's a little bit of something going around, you know, and she's saying you just, you know, oh, and it's the 23rd, so the month isn't going to last, you know, a lot longer. So you've got to just hang tight, she's saying, you know.
Got it, I think so.
For the rest of the month. But, oh, sorry, I'm seeing little hearts around you, so I don't know, like, I think, what Ginger was saying, just say yes. When the opportunity presents itself, I feel like, you know, love is in the air around you. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you deserve happiness. So I don't know if that's something that you're considering.
Yeah. Long-term marriage.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, because I was getting, like, somebody from my past, and he was trying to talk to me, like, how do you say that? Spiritual, so I'm not sure if that was going the right way and trying to reach out to me, I guess. so I'm not sure if that's it. I'm getting the right
messages
on it.
You know what? I kept hearing the word new. Ginger, she accentuated the word new. Okay? So just be open. Like I said, be open and, you know, take your time and have a little fun, like lighten up a little bit, you know?
Cool.
She's saying, you know, I feel the stress like melting off you like butter. And just take time to get to know someone, enjoy their company, you know, and then you're going to see, like, it's going to be pleasurable. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be nice to be around someone. Okay? So there's no rush. You've got to, you know, you really got to get to know each other. And she's showing me, it's almost like a game of tug of war. You're holding onto this rope, and she's saying, Rosemaria, you're going to have, like, rope burns, like, let go. You know, you have, like, a fear when it comes to love, okay? And you're just, you're clinging so hard. And she's saying, you know what, love is going to come to you whether you're holding onto that rope or not, okay? So let go of the rope and allow yourself to enjoy this time. Because I feel like, you know, the right person is going to come and you've got to, you know, you've got to be ready, okay? And many times we've talked about, you know, doing your mirror work and saying how much you love you, you know, that's really important. And I'm sure you've made a really extensive list of all the qualities you want this special someone to have.
Yeah, I did.
And Ginger saying, and on the back maybe you wrote all the deal breakers, stuff that maybe didn't work in the past. That you know that didn't work and you wanted to, you know, you want to get rid of those because you don't want to keep repeating, you know, the same lessons you've learned, you know, what you really want and what's really important in your heart in regard to love, Rosemaria. Because she's saying you do so much for those you love. Okay?
Right.
And she's saying, you know, this is a time to just let go a little bit and just allow, okay?
Okay.
Sometimes she's saying she gets really confused and conflicted when she's, you know, in a relationship, okay? She's saying you've got to get to know the person, be patient, and you're going to find ways to really to grow together and have a beautiful relationship. So I want to turn you over to Barbara Rosemaria. God bless you, hon.
Cool. Thanks.
Okay. So we're going to do a little bit of clearing work around relationships and love. Sorry. So you just listen to what I say and you breathe deeply and allow yourself to let go. Okay. Here we go. I release love. I release relationships. I release the fear about relationships. I release the fear about myself. I release the fear of not getting it right. I release the fear of getting hurt. I release the fear of making another wrong choice. I release the need to punish myself. I release being punished. I release my expectations around relationships. I release my limitations around relationships. I release all of the ways that I hold myself back. I release the fear of being known. I release the fear of being seen. I release the fear of being discovered. I release fear of not being good enough. I accept that I am allowed to love. I accept that I am allowed to be loved. I accept joy into my life. I accept that God is on my side. I accept the right partner for me. I accept that my life works. And take a nice deep, deep breath. And how does that feel?
A lot better.
Good. So get out there, meet people, have fun, enjoy the whole process.
Cool. Trying to.
Well, let us know how it goes.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Take care, Rosemary.
Thanks, you too, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, DC. We did it.
We did. It was absolutely amazing. What beautiful energy, Barbara. Oh, my God. It was like, I just feel like so, so good. But the lady with the insomnia, I almost fell off my chair. I was falling asleep myself. I need to be saying, where is she?
Help her.
I'd be spring away here. I'm like, oh, my goodness. That was beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
Yes,
well, I thank you for sharing your energy. It was amazing.
Well, I am more than happy to help people change their lives. That's what I do.
Yes, it's just, you know, it's something that's a passion that we both share, and it's so beautiful.
Well, we hope everyone has a wonderful week, and we will be back next Sunday.
Yes. And I, you know what, I'm looking out my window, and I see Queen. She just pulled up on your unicorn.
Time to go unicorn riding. Okay.
Have fun, Barbara. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye now.